Good afternoon. News time, 12 noon. 41 degrees outside, expecting a high near 45 under mostly cloudy skies. Gubernatorial candidate Mary Burke will be in the Sheboygan area tonight. Burke will address Sheboygan County Democrats at their annual fall dinner at Locks Hall in Johnsonville. Burke is a Harvard grad and a former executive at Trek Bicycle, which was founded by her father. She had served as state commerce secretary under Governor Jim Doyle. A search continues for a 15-year-old girl missing since Tuesday in Waukesha County. Catherine Stahlbaum of the town of Genesee missed her school bus, and she texted a friend that she would ride her bicycle to Kettle Moraine High. Yesterday, the teen's bicycle was found. Sheriff's officials would not say where. They said they found no immediate signs of foul play, but they had no idea what might have happened to Stahlbaum or where she might be. School officials alerted the girl's parents after she failed to show up on Tuesday morning. The parents were searching for their daughter when they saw a sheriff's deputy on patrol and reported her missing. A construction worker who fell from an interstate bridge project near La Crosse was identified yesterday as 19-year-old Logan Goodell of Wheeler in western Wisconsin. Officials have not provided an update on his condition. Goodell had surgery the day of Wednesday's incident, which occurred on the Dressbach Bridge on I-90 over the Mississippi River at the Wisconsin-Minnesota border. The Winona County Sheriff's Department said that Goodell was removing framework that was set up to pour concrete when he stepped backwards and fell 42 feet into a cofferdam below. The unemployment rate ticked up even though more jobs than expected were created in October. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz has the White House take on the numbers.
Adding together the better-than-expected 204,000 jobs created in October with the third-quarter GDP report of 2.8% economic growth, Council of Economic Advisers Chair Jason Furman says the economy is gaining traction, and he says it could have been better.
Now, I don't think there could be anyone who debates that the government shutdown and the brinksmanship over the debt limit hurt the economy.
Unemployment ticked up to 7.3%, and the number of people working or looking for work fell to a 35-year low. Furman suggested that declining consumer confidence may have convinced some job seekers to stay home instead.
Governor Scott Walker says he no longer has a target date for announcing whether he'll approve or reject the proposed Kenosha Casino. The Republican Walker reaffirmed today what he told reporters in Wausau on Tuesday, that he has no longer in a hurry to make up his mind on the $800 million Menominee Indian Hard Rock Casino and Resort. Today, Walker told reporters in Madison that he's trying to balance some compelling and competing arguments about the need for jobs in the Kenosha area and the potential job losses in other counties where other casinos fear a loss in revenue from a Kenosha gaming house. A man from Waukesha County who tried to go after two little girls running a lemonade stand last summer is back in jail this morning. Colin Bennett has the latest.
Gregory Davis has a history of drinking and child enticement. Last summer, he was thrown in jail for kissing a young girl and telling her she should marry him. He posted bail for that last week, and deputies said he should stay away from alcohol. But only hours after he was released, that girl's mom told deputies he called her house crying and asking about the girl. Deputies found him in a nearby hotel with beer. They arrested Davis, and if his lawyers can't reach a deal, he'll face a judge on Tuesday.
The Wisconsin State Senate is in for a long day of debate on a pair of abortion-related bills. Middleton Democrat John Erpenbach promises a floor fight on a bill banning so-called sex selection procedures.
Dealing with abortion based on the sex of the baby, saying you can't have an abortion based on the sex of the baby, which is just absolutely ridiculous, and I just don't know why it's there.
No evidence such abortions have been done here. A second bill was amended in the Assembly.
An employer, whether it be the public sector or private sector, has a religious or moral objection to using birth controls to deny pregnancies, the employer can say to the employee, we are not going to cover birth control, which is just absolutely unbelievable.
A Senate committee passed both measures on a partisan vote. The full Senate takes them up on Tuesday. The DNR has drawn up forest management plans for five state-owned properties throughout Wisconsin, including one in Sheboygan County, and officials want to find out what the public thinks about them. Until the master plans are finished, sites would continue to be certified as sustainably managed as timber is removed. The five properties include state wildlife areas in Dane, Iron, Green, and Price counties, including the Kohler Andre State Park in Sheboygan County. The DNR will take public comments through November 19th. More information is available at the DNR's website. Sheboygan County's official government website has received recently two awards for its redesign that went public earlier this year. The National Association of Government Web Professionals recognized the website with a Gold W3 award for its visual design, creativity, and ease of use. Also, the International Academy of the Visual Arts recognized the website with a Silver Davy award for its distinctive creative work. County Finance IT Director Terry Hansen said the honors reflect the hard work put in from everyone involved.
Our IT manager, Josh McDermott, head up the project, and a lot of the department heads had a lot of staff members participate in that, making sure the content in the website was very informational and provided a lot of value to anybody who would be using the website.
You can view the website at SheboyganCounty.com. Some streets in Wausau were covered with ice this morning, but not because of a snowstorm. The National Weather Service said the snow came from the Granite Peak ski area, which towers over the city from the west atop Rib Mountain. Wausau police were called to several crashes this morning. No one was hurt. Public work officials salted the affected areas, and traffic moved normally again. The Wausau Daily Herald says traffic crashes from the man-made snow happen occasionally. No snow on the forecast this evening, but some rain. We could also see some breezes as well. For the rest of today, mostly cloudy with a high near 45, dropping to the upper 30s tonight, 40s for the weekend under partly sunny skies. Currently 41 degrees as we head on back to Rush Limbaugh on 1330 WHBL. News time, 12:06.